County Landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of countertops, they can do them in your kitchen or your bathroom. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bathroom model will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They can help you find the perfect countertop that fits within both your lifestyle and design. Call 920-887-8341 or go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We are joined today by Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Roche. If you have any questions or comments for the chief, we invite you to join the conversation. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call our studio line at 885-4446. Chief Raj, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me again, Terry.
Glad you got here in the cold and snow.
Yeah, she's a little chilly this morning.
For sure. Well, it's December now, which means that budget time has passed.
Yeah.
And there are some new items in the budget for the police department that should have a positive effect on public safety in your city.
Yeah, budget passed in mid-November, so it's always that time of year where you're glad you're through it, because that process, we start that process basically in May already, you know, when we start working with other city leaders and the other departments within the city. But one program that we had wanted to get going and get started was a drone program. We haven't had a drone program in the past, and we utilized drones quite a bit over the past number of years when they were available to us. So it's not only going to be used for the police department, but it's going to be used for the fire department and emergency management.
So if you didn't have a drone of your own, whose drones were you using up to this point?
Yeah, we've called our friends at Beaver Dam Police Department, Dodge County Sheriff's Office, and Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. I believe we even used Ripon EMS has one. So there's a lot of agencies that have them in the area, but when you need it like now. So if they're not available, that's kind of a sticky situation.
You may have answered my question, but I was wondering, you know, how does this improve things now that you have your own drone as opposed to having to borrow someone else's?
Right. So if you have to borrow somebody else's, they got to borrow you their pilot as well. So like for Beaver Dam Police Department, Jeremiah Johnson is a pilot, and he's helped us out on an occasion or two. But he, you know, he lives up by us, so it's probably a little bit more easy for him. But yeah, things that we would utilize it for is locating people, situations, maybe tactical situations. I know Beaver Dam uses theirs on the fire side, say if there's a structure fire. And often this happens with us, the fire department, they take care of the structure fire, and then they'll ask us to do extra patrols to see if there's any flare-ups or anything like that. Well, now you can take a drone that has infrared on it, and you can fly the drone around the house to make sure that there's no heat signatures, and infrared can see those signatures really easily. And so it's just things like that. And even for emergency management, we talk about flooding and tornado damage that has happened to our communities, and often when you have damage, you have to document it, whether it's with photos, many, many photos, or video, because all that information has to get to the state, and then ultimately if it becomes a FEMA issue, it's got to get to the federal government too, so you have to do a lot of documentation.
Absolutely. So some other, any other things in the budget that you think people will be glad are there?
I think we continue to work on our radio upgrades. So in Fond du Lac County, the radio system is switching from UHF to 7800 megahertz. So with that being said, we have to have dual band radios, all portable radios, and squad car radios. So we've been working towards this for the past few years, and we hope to have that project completed by 2027. And with that being said, then the fire department, it's their turn. You know, so they're looking at 2027 to 2030 to purchase all of their radios. So it's a large project that takes a number of years to fund, at least locally for us. Some other agencies had budgeted to do it all in 1 year. I just didn't think for our agency that was fiscally responsible. So we're kind of doing it in like a 4 or 5 year span.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing for people to know. You know, crimes and emergencies, they don't recognize the boundaries of jurisdictions. So oftentimes, you know, you're working together with people from one or several communities. And it's been an issue for years that the radios you wear on your person don't work well with one another.
Right, and there's a lot of dead spots throughout Dodge County. There were the same in Fond du Lac County. Like the Brandon area was notoriously, you know, even for cell phone coverage now, it's still bad. But the 7800 megahertz makes it for a better interoperability of all agencies. We've noticed a lot better working radio system, and it will continue to get better.
Very good. We need to take a break, but we will be right back. We're talking with Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the Mystery Player of the Game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen with a faucet from Moen. Moen products are built to last. The Adler Kitchen Faucet includes a side spray to make cleanup simple and comes in a spot-resist stainless finish. On sale now through December 7th. View our entire selection of Moen faucets on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
The pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a Bucks legend.
Can't get it off. Marcus Johnson will, though. Can't leave him alone for a 12th.
Tap into Hear District with Marcus Johnson on Bucks Plus. Marcus and his son Chris offer a weekly beat on Bucks basketball. Get your questions answered and hear from the biggest names in basketball. Find Hear District with Marcus Johnson at Bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm Wally, and I'm just so sad.
What's got you feeling so down, Wally?
Oh, hey, Randy from Professional Floor Covering. I spent my new radio money on a mansion, but the floors look like a bad Facebook Marketplace ad. How am I supposed to spend all winter staring at this?
Well, wipe those tears, my dear Wally. At Professional Floor Covering, we have the perfect solution for your mansion mayhem. Like a wide selection of carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP tile, and more. We'll measure and provide the design suggestions, all at prices you'll love. Need more than flooring? Get brand new cabinets and countertops, or a luxurious shower or tub conversion. Professional Floor Covering has everything you need to transform your space before you're shut in for the winter.
Randy, you're a hero!
That's quite the exaggeration, Wally. But when it comes to the selection at Professional Floor Covering, there's no embellishment when we say we'll find you everything. Just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam today and see for yourself.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care and tap schedule online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We're talking with Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Roche on this edition of Community Comment. Especially if you live in Waupun and you want to join the conversation, we invite you to call us or text us at 920-887-9595. Or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. And we were just talking about the drone that you're going to acquire next year, thanks to the recently passed budget. But you're also looking for grant money. I'm guessing that's to offset the cost of that to taxpayers. Enlighten me on that, please.
Yeah, you know, we're always looking for grant opportunities. And one recent grant that came up is we were just talking about the radios, you know, and radios are not cheap. So for 26, I have budgeted like $36,000 for radio upgrades. 27, it's about $56,000. So this recent grant that came out is basically for that changeover to the 7800 megahertz radios, and it allows for each department to apply for a $50,000 grant. So if I can take $50,000 off that budget, that definitely helps the city. You know, we had a really tight budget plan for 2026. We had to remove some things citywide and shift some things around and push them back. So anything that we can get kind of helps ease the pain a little bit.
Certainly. I don't know why my brain went to the drones. Yeah, it's the grant is for the radios, as you mentioned. Yeah, and it would be very helpful, I would think. I can't recall any specific numbers, but I remember sitting in on a meeting of the committee, the countywide committee that's looking into this. And the numbers were significant. This will not be a cheap upgrade.
Yeah, whether you get a Kenwood radio or you get a Motorola radio, there's different pricing. Some people believe in one more than the other. You know, it's for our department to replace all of our radios, it was well over $150,000. In the fire department, it's going to be pushing $300,000 just because they got, you know, more members that need radios. So it's significant. You know, you look at, you know, cities like the size of Fond du Lac, they're, you know, it was over $1 million for them just to get radios.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. That's not the only items you're looking for in terms of looking for grants. Also, you're looking for grants to fight drug trafficking.
Yeah, recently, so I'm on the board for the Dodge County Drug Task Force, and we had our recent quarterly meeting, and there's a grant opportunity out there for drug trafficking. So for an agency my size, we can receive up to $25,000 for this grant, and I would be looking to get surveillance equipment out of the grant. All the chiefs and the sheriff, we'd all decided that, yeah, this is something that we need to bolster our drug task force, or DTF we call it, and if we can get more equipment or training or something that would help that group, it would definitely benefit the group and the whole county as a whole. Now, besides just the drug work that the surveillance, I'm looking at a surveillance poll camera. So in recent months, and actually last week, we've had some thefts from construction areas. So often people are looking to break into trailers and buildings to steal equipment, such as, you know, construction equipment, the expensive things like drills and electrician equipment. You know, we could put this camera up in that area where there is new construction and hopefully solve or combat any thefts or burglaries.
Where do these grants come from? Are they from state government, federal government, maybe private foundations dedicated to public safety? Where do they come from?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, some of them come from the state. Like this drug trafficking grant was a state funded grant. But there are federal, obviously a lot of federal grants out there too. I know a lot of them were put on hold for a little bit, but I think they're coming back online. And then there are private ones as well. I know Firehouse Subs does one often for public safety, and a lot of other private entities do provide grant options.
How big of a dent do these grants make in your budget and you know, the responsibility for the taxpayers? How much does that help alleviate some of that? Is it a little bit, or is it more than people might suspect?
For our agency, probably a little bit. In my career, I've seen a number of grants. I've written a few. And often, a lot of these grants are triggered for cities like Milwaukee. So when you have an opportunity to get a grant, locally in a smaller agency, you got to jump at it, because we might be getting equipment that we never would have been able to purchase just because a poll camera is over $20,000. Now, I have to have good reason to want to purchase equipment that way or for that amount. And with having a grant, it just alleviates that, basically that necessity of taking money from somewhere else just to purchase a piece of equipment that you know you're going to use, but it's more of a want.
Okay.
But it will really help you in investigations.
Certainly. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the technology that is available to you these days, but imagine it doesn't come cheaply.
Right,
for sure, for sure. So you have the drug trafficking grant that you're applying for, the radio upgrade grant, and this is a process that I imagine is happening all the time, the looking for the availability of these funds that can offset cost to the city.
Yeah, and the city is really active on them, on grants, and they're applying for different grants that might not pertain to law enforcement. The fire departments are applying for them as well on a regular basis. So any little bit that we can get to help alleviate the pain of our budgets and help us get to where our operations need to succeed, in my opinion, that's where we're going to try and get these available grants.
Okay. I want to pivot a little bit. So this is something maybe we should have mentioned closer to the beginning of the show, but you have an awards luncheon to recognize some people who've done some good work.
Yeah. Every December we have a department awards luncheon. We celebrate. We come together. It's a potluck style luncheon. We've been doing this for about 8 years now. And, you know, it's a great time to come together as a team, but we also present department awards, whether it's somebody that received commendation for doing something great out in the field, or whether it's somebody that receives a pin for, say they became a field training officer. Well, they're going to get a field training officer pin, or they became a drug recognition expert or something, in those, something specialized. So we recognize them there. We also have, in both Fond du Lac and Dodge County, there are countywide awards. So if somebody goes above and beyond the normal duties, we will nominate them for a county award as well. And we've had a number of officers in the past, and non-officers, non-sworn staff, even citizens. Citizens have been nominated from the city of Waupun for some of the good deeds that they have done.
Certainly. And that recognition is coming up yet in December?
Yeah. So ours is coming up locally for the Waupun PD in December. And then Fond du Lac County and Dodge County, I believe, are January and February.
Okay. Do you happen to know any dates off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
That's fair. Okay. We'll dig in and get to the bottom of that for sure. Another thing we need to do is take a break for the news, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You can do more than just admire the Daily Dodge TV studio online. You can sponsor it too. If you want to bring more attention to your business, contact us by leaving a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at dailydodge.com. Ready to spread holiday cheer at the first annual Jingle and Mingle Holiday Crawl? The Sip and Stroll runs Saturday, December 13th from noon to 5 with multiple bars and restaurants. Spread holiday cheer. Enjoy drink specials at each stop by rocking your festive wristband and accessory. Check in at Park Avenue Sports Cafe at 10:30. Grab a bloody and fuel up for fun.
The $10 registration includes the shuttle transportation and supports the Dodge County Food Pantry. Win prizes for the most festive attire. Pre-register by December 8th and make spirits bright in Beaver Dam. Learn more at visitbeaverdam.com.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A major development in the case of the boats in the Caribbean that the White House says it is justified in shooting down because they've been carrying drugs. The accusation that the Pentagon ordered a second strike on a boat even though there were survivors clinging to its side. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This has taken on a new and serious twist with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth pointing the finger at his commander for a second strike on a suspected drug boat, even though the secretary said he had watched the attack on a live feed.
Special envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow now for face-to-face talks with Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin on ending the war in Ukraine. Their talks were to have started about an hour ago. The Prada Group has announced it has bought rival Versace in a deal worth nearly $1.5 billion. Donatella Versace posted about it on Instagram on this, the birthday of the brand's late founder, her brother, Gianni Versace. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. People can now take out papers to run for office in April. The group fighting the Meta AI data center in Beaver Dam is encouraging challengers to run against the Beaver Dam Common Council incumbents who are up for re-election in April. The group maintains city leaders were intentionally vague about the name and purpose of the project for years before revealing it's an AI data center in February. There's an effort to put a pause on all data center construction throughout Wisconsin. The environmental group Clean Wisconsin has gathered 1,200 signatures since last Wednesday, calling for lawmakers to stop approval of data center projects until stricter standards on energy and water use are put in place. The group points out that two of the data centers already approved will use more power than every single home in Wisconsin put together. Mandela Barnes is running for Wisconsin governor. The former lieutenant governor ran for U.S. Senate last year but lost to Senator Ron Johnson. A Fond du Lac man is going to prison for a 27 fentanyl overdose death. The judge sentenced Shane Billington to 7 years in prison yesterday after new evidence came to light, including a poem he sent to the victim's brother. That helped reopen the case. Prosecutors say Billington supplied the fentanyl that killed his friend. The Salvation Army's bell ringing season is underway, and the Beaver Dam Red Kettle campaign is looking for volunteers to fill 73 bell ringing shifts. Money raised stays in Dodge County. It helps families with food, rent, and emergency needs. Bell ringing shifts happen on Fridays and Saturdays throughout the holiday season. There's more information about signing up at dailydodge.com. And the Green Bay Packers are honoring a local educator. The Packers, along with the WIAA and the Inside Out program, have named Horicon High School Athletic Director Michael LeBouton the Green Bay Packers Athletic Director of the Year. LeBouton has been with the Horicon School District for 30 years, serving as high school AD for the last 15. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 24. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of snow tonight, lows around 18, overcast skies. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance of snow, daytime highs approaching 28. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
Choosing the right windows is key to your home's beauty, comfort, and efficiency. That's why Hometown Glass and Improvement features pinnacle windows from Lindsay. With sleek designs, cutting-edge energy efficiency, and a lifetime warranty, pinnacle windows from Lindsay save you money and add value to your home. Plus, they meet ENERGY STAR standards and are made in the USA. The Hometown Glass and Improvement team will guide you from consultation to installation. Visit the Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
It's the most wonderful time of year on the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Charlie and I fill you in on everything you need to know during the winter sports season. Join us weekdays from 4 to 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Summit team in Beaver Dam treats you like family. That's because we're locally owned. Thanks for voting us Best of Dodge County. See us for sales, service, oil changes, and more. Need work done? Take advantage of our mobile service or pick up and drop off. Summit Automotive Ford, your hometown team.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Black Friday is here at Silica for your home. Through December 8th, find huge savings on LG appliances, from four-piece kitchen packages under $3,400 to a 65-inch LG 4K smart TV for only $419. Get an Amana washer and dryer pair for under $1,000, plus free delivery, installation, and haul away on hundreds of appliances. And with up to 18 months 0% interest financing store-wide, you can buy now and pay over time. Black Friday savings are on now at Silica for your home.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them the measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Hush, hush, a little bit, didn't they?
No, well, yeah, and
here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We are talking to Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh. And if you would like to join the conversation, we invite you to do so. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595. Or you can call the studio line at 885-4446. One of the things that has to happen in order for you to do your job successfully is that officers need ongoing professional development and training. And that's a big focus for you right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's continually throughout the year. You know, we have officers that want to go to training, and we have to send them to training or do training in-house. So the Wisconsin Training and Standards Board requires that every law enforcement officer have a minimum of 24 hours per year of training to stay certified.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more, please.
So one of the things that we get involved with every year is I'm on the Fond du Lac County Law Exec Board. We provide a three-day in-service where we try and get all law enforcement officers in Fond du Lac County trained and updated with different things such as legal update and some other areas of and topics. I'll talk about them in a briefly here. The exciting thing this year is at the old UW Fond du Lac campus, there is actually some building, portions of the building and classroom area where they have created a Fond du Lac County Public Safety Training Center. So we're kind of trying to do a big kickoff here in January with our in-service training. So it's bringing some excitement. We have a spot that we can go that we can kind of call our own. We know we're not going to get kicked out if there's some other meeting that's set up. So, but that's going to be at the old UW Fond du Lac campus. So if you don't know, the UW Fond du Lac campus was basically shut down, about a year ago, and the county has put some money into that. They moved some offices of people from departments like Human Services out to that facility, and I believe they shut down a couple of the other older buildings that were in the city of Fond du Lac. So with that being said, every year a different agency in Fond du Lac County is in charge of organizing that training. So this year, for 2026, it's Waupun Police Department's turn, so we got to organize it and put a little bit more effort into that process. So we're exciting. Some of the topics are, the first one is drug trends. So having my friend Jeremiah Wincher, who is a special agent in charge for the Department of Justice, DCI, and currently his position is he works in the Lake Winnebago MEG unit, which the Department of Justice oversees. So our agency belongs to that MEG unit as well as the Dodge County task force, but we also belong to that MEG unit up in – it stretches from the valley down to Fond du Lac County. So interesting enough about Jeremiah Wincher, his dad was actually the chief that hired me way back in 2002. So Tom was a chief in Waupun and prior to that over in Elkhart Lake. So I've known Jeremiah for a long, long time, but he comes to us and trains and talks about the drug trends that are going on in the area and things that we can do to combat those drugs.
I imagine situations change, laws change, procedures change. You find out things from training to training that make things different. So what has changed in the world and the nature of drug enforcement that you're going to be sharing with your cohorts?
Well, he's going to give the update, so okay. He's probably going to share some new tactics. Mm-hmm. Some things that they're doing investigatively to try and get better outcomes. That group is really, in my opinion, probably the best drug task force in the state. They often win drug unit of the year by the Narcotics Officers Association. So Jeremiah comes in with a lot of expertise. Like I said, he'll talk about tactics. He'll talk about investigative procedures. He'll probably bring up some new statutorily requirements and also maybe what type of equipment they've been using. So he kind of goes full circle. Unfortunately, right now in our area, a lot of the drug problems are revolving around fentanyl and cocaine and methamphetamines. So they're prevalent in this area all the way up through the valley. I think we've talked about that in the past, and it's pretty eye-opening, and it's kind of scary on how much of that is coming into our region.
I want to talk a little bit more about the venue. You say the former UW Fond du Lac County campus. That has to be a fantastic opportunity because, you know, unfortunately, as these schools close around Wisconsin, not all of them are as useful to the community as the old Fond du Lac County campus seems to be for the Fond du Lac Waupun area.
Yeah, and I think some of that is, you know, some of that building was, you know, constructed, I believe, probably in the late 90s. I know I took a class there in the early 2000s, and it's still felt kind of new, you know. There are some older buildings on that campus, but it comes down to maintenance and upkeep, and I'm glad to see that they're actually utilizing that facility, and likely it didn't cost much for upkeep because it sounds like the maintenance was done over the past number of years properly.
And as you mentioned, it gives because there are part there's a pretty good chunk of the campus that's dedicated to public safety training. So yeah. You're not competing with anybody else for space.
Right. And we're not competing with others for space. There's classroom space. There's tactical training space. So I think it's going to be a well-rounded training center. One of the retired Fond du Lac County deputies, he just retired this year. He's actually the one that's organizing all the training at the facility, so I know him, so that's kind of nice, and basically everybody in the county knows him. He was just one of those guys that could talk to anybody, and so you have an instant contact. If you want to put something on, you get a hold of Dave up there at the campus, and he can put things together and get that wheel spinning.
Very good. We need to take a quick break here, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
After sweeping a pair of games at Arrowhead this past weekend, the Beaver Dam High School girls hockey team opens up their home slate with Medford coming to town on Thursday night. You can watch all the action on Daily Dodge TV. Coverage begins at 6:45. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. It's presented by Columbus Family Dental, Hometown Glass and Improvement, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. Beaver Dam and Medford High School girls hockey Thursday night on Daily Dodge TV.
Christmas shopping in downtown Beaver Dam and going to McKinstry's Home Furnishings to get that special gift for the home. Does it bring back memories? At McKinstry's, we are celebrating our 167th Christmas in downtown Beaver Dam with a store-wide holiday sale. Hi, this is Sandy, and I invite you to make your Christmas memories by offering you 6 floors of great gifts for the holidays. Gift ideas include Christmas pillows, only $15. Lighted Christmas pictures, starting at $9. Create new memories by giving a Tiffany lamp or an area rug. Over 100 Lazy Boy recliners are in stock and ready to put under, well, maybe next to the tree. Lift chairs also make great gifts. Lift chairs start at only $499. So come to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam and save during our holiday sale. Hurry, sale ends December 23rd. I invite you to join us for the Christmas parade Saturday, December 6th at 5 o'clock.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
At Grunberg Law Offices, we take great pride in helping those who have trusted us after a serious accident. Our team has the knowledge, resources, and experience to get you the results you deserve. Don't wait to get the help you need. Make the right call. Call Grunberg Law Offices today. Proud partner of your Milwaukee Bucks. One call, that's all.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking with Waupun Fire Chief. Jeremy Rush.
Police Chief.
Police Chief. My gosh.
That's all right.
I am really dropping the ball here. Police Chief Jeremy Rush. If you have any questions or comments, please, there's still plenty of time to join the program. 920-887-9595, or you can call the studio line at 885-4446. And we were talking about the training that's upcoming, and there's a lot of different aspects of the work that you'll be brushing up on.
So, yeah, besides the drug trends training, we got a legal update. So District Attorney Eric Tony and his team will be giving us our annual legal update. I don't know if there hasn't been too many things that have been changed statutorily, but it's also always nice to go through. They do a lot of what ifs, you know, on different cases. What if this happened instead of this? How would it have changed the outcome and how you could have investigated it? So it can be challenging, especially for a lot of the younger officers. Then we have a training on mobile crisis response. So in Fond du Lac County and in Dodge County, we have mobile crisis social workers that work hand-in-hand with law enforcement on a regular basis. So we're going to do a little bit of an update on that and maybe talk about a success story within Fond du Lac County. And then finally, Greg Anderson, who is a detective and a digital forensics certified associate for Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, he's going to provide a presentation on digital evidence, such as downloading phones and getting the information that we need that a lot of our investigations, the bigger investigations, require us to get a lot of data from phone dumps, computer dumps, things like that, and he's going to go over some of what he does and how he uses that data to help help a case and help that case get to prosecution.
Just as a layperson, it would seem like that would probably have to be a big growing part of law enforcement.
Yeah, and we locally at Waupun PD, we have what's called Cellebrite. So that is a system that does download phone information. We're looking at a different one for next year, but we'll see if we come to agreement with that company. But it's very important in a lot of the higher end cases to acquire that data.
Okay. Let's move on to some of the more lighthearted business today. And you have some community events that the police department is involved with and is doing good things for the community.
Yeah, the fun stuff that's going on in our world. So often we get requested to help with certain community events, especially around Christmas time. And tonight, actually, I got a number of officers going up to the Green Bay area because it's the Christmas Lights of Christmas. We had that event at Culver's back in August, so now they turn over the gift cards to our staff, and our staff brings those gift cards of all the money that was raised in our area, and we end up handing out gift cards to people that are in need. So it kind of comes, again, full circle. We have a great community that donates to our programs like that, and officers and cops on a rooftop, and it's nice to be able to bring that money back to our community and help others. So that's tonight that we're going to be obtaining those. Then Thursday we got Fond du Lac County Shop with a Cop up at Walmart and Fond du Lac. So we got a number of officers going there. I'll be there. I always bring my wife because often she teaches up in Fond du Lac, so often we get one of her students or a student that she has taught in the past, and it makes it a little bit easier. She's a special ed teacher, and often we get some of the special needs kids, so they have that face that they know. And
oh, sure.
So it helps. Yeah. Helps me immensely, helps the kid immensely.
Of course.
Just by bringing her along. But and then Friday night, we got the Waupun Christmas Parade starting at 6:30 p.m. that route. It's on Main Street, so it starts at St. Joe's on West Main Street, and it goes east onto East Main Street, and then north onto Fond du Lac Street, and it ends at East Franklin Street on Fond du Lac Street. So that's Friday at 6:30. Then we got Dodge County Shop with a Cop on December 13th here in Beaver Dam. We got a number of staff involved in that. And also on the same morning, we were double booked that day. We have Breakfast with Santa out at the Rock in Waupun. I think tickets are available. That starts at 8:30 a.m., goes to 11 a.m., and the big man, Santa, arrives at 9:45. So kind of a busy time for us in law enforcement. I know all the other departments in the area are probably taking part in a lot of the same events or similar events. But those are the fun times for law enforcement.
Oh, absolutely. I would have to think it's a great time to interact with the public. As is often said in law enforcement, a lot of times you're dealing with people who are having their worst day.
Right.
And it's got to be a great opportunity to be interacting with people, under happier circumstances.
A lot easier, a lot more relaxed. It's nice to have conversations with people that maybe you haven't met in the past or maybe old friends from the past.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And one last topic before we go. With all the snow we've been getting lately, this is a good time to remind everybody about winter parking rules for Waupun.
Yeah, our favorite topic, winter parking. Everybody loves it, including the police. No, not really. So in the city of Waupun, our ordinance is a little bit different than most. So for a period of 48 hours immediately following an accumulated snowfall of 2 inches or more, you cannot park on the street from 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. So if the snow stops tonight at midnight, you can't park on the street from 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning or the following morning. So I think that second morning, sometimes people forget about that. And if DPW's out cleaning up, we will still cite for that day. But if they're not, typically, if they're all finished up, typically we will not enforce that. But if they are out working, we usually will cite for that morning. Like I said, it's different than most. It used to be in the city of Waupun, you couldn't park on the street at all during the winter. So, I mean, you probably get like 3, 4, 5 days maybe out of the year where you got to really pay attention to that snowfall number.
But that's no longer the case?
So now it's this one. So mm-hmm. The 48 hours, the 2 mornings after that.
Certainly. How has that transition been for folks? How good has compliance been?
So when I was a young copper, I would spend a lot of hours when you couldn't park on the street at all. You would spend a lot of hours writing parking tickets. So like the first day of winter parking, whatever day it was in November back then, we would write hundreds of parking tickets, and that would take forever. So it kind of alleviated some of that work from us, which maybe wasn't as important as other things. So I think for the most part, after that first snowstorm, now with the new ordinance, people remember it. It's usually that first snowstorm, they forget about it. Oh, yeah, it's winter parking, I got a ticket, but subsequently after that, I think we have a lot better compliance.
I think it sounds like sounds like a little easier on folks in Waupun. A lot of communities, the parking rules are affect whether it snows or not.
Right.
So this will only affect after 2 inches or more.
Right. And a lot of communities are the, even or odd side of the street, and that can become confusing because you're looking at your calendar and you're not looking at it for the next morning. So that can become confusing, and it can also be difficult for plows to get through, whether there's cars parked on one side of the road or both sides of the road. So I think that's why they went to this. They wanted the cars off the road so DPW could get things plowed and cleared and everything back to as normal as can be.
Yeah, and how is that working for the snowplow drivers?
It works a lot better for the snowplow drivers, you know, because there's a lot less cars parked out on the road, typically after that first snowfall.
Absolutely. So is there a hard end date for the winter parking rules, or just it just depends on the weather?
It just depends on the weather. There is no specific date range or month range. It's just if it snows 2 or more inches anytime during the year, that's it.
All right. Our guest for this hour has been Waupun Police Chief Jeremy Rosh. Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us. It's been an hour well spent.
Appreciate you having me. Have a great holidays to you and everybody else listening.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, kids. This